We need a whole nother lifetime just to read all the books there. We should be able to read.
I know.
We need a clone version of ourselves that can just like read all the books.
Yep. Read all the books. Welcome to Cultivating the Lovely. I'm your host, Mackenzie Coppa. And around here, we know that life is hard and we got to do everything we can to just make it a little bit more lovely. So it's my mission to bring you great conversations, practical tools and information, and a healthy dose of community to help make those things happen. If you want to find out more, you can go to our website at cultivatingthelovely.com, visit our amazing membership community at patreon.com/cultivatingthelovely, or by connecting with me on Instagram, which is one of my favorite places to interact with all of you. You can find me at Mackenzie Coppa. Thanks so much for joining me today. All right, ladies, welcome back to the second half of our look at reading from 2019 and looking forward to this year. I'm back with Shell again this week. And you guys, we got to just do a shout out right now to Kiel, my producer, because we mishmashed calls together and all this craziness to have to put together this episode, because when Shell and I finished last week's episode and we realized we'd gone really long, we came back on another call to record like another section to fill it out and make a second episode, and then charged Kiel with making sense of all of it. So if it seems a little choppy, that's on Shell and I, not Kiel, because she has done an amazing job of making sense of our crazy, and we so appreciate her. So we had a lot of fun with this episode. If you listened to last week, you should definitely listen to it first. But we just love talking about books and reading and everything, and we hope that you guys enjoy it too. And you be sure to come over and be checking on Instagram for when we get that giveaway started for a Jane Austen book and a little gift set. It's going to be really fun. So you can follow Shell at Shell Bruises on Instagram and me at Mackenzie Coppa. It's one of our favorite places to connect with all of you. And of course, also, if you want to like really get in with the CTL peeps and like become friends with all of us and get to watch our morning shows, which are back every weekday morning, you guys, you're gonna wanna join Patreon because we just have so much fun over there. This past week, we talked all about waking up to 2020 and what we kinda need to do to get our lives like going again. If you feel like you've kind of just been going through the motions or checking out a little bit, we talked all about waking up to the year and things that you can do to help you do that. And then this week, we are really hitting the ground running about being really dedicated to our goals and thinking through how we can have the most success with them. And we're just having a lot of those kinds of discussions over there, and we would love to have you join us. So for just $3 a month, you can become a patron and get to go to all of those morning shows and get all of that goodness. And then of course we have other levels, we have coaching levels and all sorts of things that we would love for you to be a part of if that is something that interests you. So head over to patreon.com/cultivatingthelovely to see everything that we have to offer. All right, without further ado, let's get on with this episode with Shell and I talking all about our reading again. Okay, what is the fastest read you had this year?
Well, I think it might have been The Language of Flowers, because I literally feel like I read that book in like 2 days and I just couldn't put it down. Like, I just, it was fast. And I think you've had books that you read in a day this last year, right?
I do.
I can't wait to hear. Yeah.
I have two. Well, Waiting for Tom Hanks was one.
Aww.
Because I love, you know, any Tom Hanks movie, pretty much, period, but especially like the romantic ones. And so this book is about this girl who is like so caught up with rom-coms that she just wants her life to be a rom-com. And she says like she's waiting for her Tom Hanks to come
along.
And so it's just like this very silly, like completely predictable love story.
Yeah.
But there are so many references to the good old rom-coms that were like from the 90s and early 2000s, you know, the You've Got Mail and all that, that it was like, oh, it's like she's speaking my language. So that was really fun. And then just over Christmas break, I read A Prince in Theory. I think it's A Prince. Uh-huh. And not a princess. Mm. I can't remember. It's by Alyssa Cole. And it's a whole series called Reluctant Royals. Mm. So I'm reading the second one. It's another like romantic series. Mm. But they're kind of they're just kind of fun, where these girls end up like getting wrapped up with like princes of, you know, the a prince in theory or princess in theory, whatever it's called.
Oh,
this girl, she was like raised in the foster system. She's living in New York, and she keeps getting these emails from this country in Africa where they keep telling her like, you are the betrothed of the prince. And she's like, yeah, whatever. This is like, you know, one of those Nigerian schemes, like leave me alone. And actually she was betrothed to the prince. And like, this, so they like have to track her down, and she thinks it's a scheme. And, you know, so it was just kind of fun. And
yeah, that sounds cute.
What was your most, well, do you want to say your favorite audiobook? I already said my favorite audiobook.
Okay. Yeah. So I wish I had a funny, silly, cute one, but I was like, I think my favorite audiobook, because I just listened to so much this year.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which is, it's, audiobooks are such a great way to, I listened on my walks. I listen while I'm doing laundry. When you can't just sit down and read, which obviously most of us don't have the time for that right now in our lives in this season. And so I feel like that's how I was able to read so much this year. So one of my categories that maybe I have on my own, which I don't know, is just, I read about like the most read author of 2019 for me, was an author whose name is James Brian Smith. And I read four of his books this last year because I love them so much. And he is,
it was
his
the
voice,
guy who, I
The Good and the Beautiful God.
Yes.
Yeah, he wrote that, and we read that together in a, as a group this summer. So anyhow, I loved his book so much. So I think my favorite of the four books I read of his, The Good and the Beautiful God was one, and I love that. Embracing the Love of God was another one. And then The Magnificent Story is my favorite audiobook. And I don't even remember who read it. You know, it wasn't because it was an amazing like experience. Yeah. The reader didn't do like, I don't even remember who it was. It was just, I had to plug it in there because I wanted to talk about him and his books because they have been absolutely transformative for me this year. Yeah. But so The Magnificent Story is called Uncovering a Gospel of Beauty, Goodness, and Truth. And he just talks about how using stories and narratives and just kind of a comparison of like how he feels like in Christianity that like the good works gospel, he calls it, that kind of is more like the liberal approach to Christianity versus the shaming gospel, which is like trying to like scare you, how neither one of those are like the correct gospel. And anyway, so he talks about that, but he uses so many, it's like all about story and how that impacts our lives and how this magnificent story that God is telling is beautiful and good and true always. And so that's how you can know, is this really God's story? And I loved it so much. It was just amazing. He's an incredible writer, an incredible mind. And so I read four of his books this year. Like when I look back, I was like, wait, I'm on a kick with him. So I just on a roll, and I can't put his books down. So I highly recommend anything written by him.
So
that was my favorite audiobook.
I need to finish that one. It was like, I knew I needed to devote more time to it, and then I get intimidated and then I don't finish it, but I loved it. And so it's on my list to go back to and like really dive into this year.
Yeah. And what hooked me with that book was in the first chapter he has at the end, he has, I think it's called Soul Care or something like that.
Yeah.
But in the first chapter, your assignment is to sleep more.
Yes.
And when I read that, I was like, I think this is about where I'm at right now.
Yeah.
This is the holiest thing I can do is like really like go to sleep, you know, sleep more.
Yes.
So I love where he started with all of that. And it's just, I love his heart. So anyhow.
Okay. So you might've already covered these. I know mine are all books I've already talked about. What were your most thought provoking books of 2019?
Well, I guess that one I left blank. I don't know. I'm probably the ones, so anything by James Brian Smith.
Okay.
Oh, no, I know what it is. Okay, so he's been on your podcast this last year. This is a whole other theme for me this year. So I think I said, like, as I'm looking back on what I read this year, that the things that stand out to me are, like, suffering was a big theme. Mm-hmm. And the other one was boundaries. Big theme for me. And so I read Gary Thomas's When to Walk Away, and that book... just, I felt like it was everything that I needed to learn and begin learning. And it's about when to walk away from toxic people. Mm-hmm. I wish I could tell you right now which podcast number it is. If you haven't heard the podcast that Mackenzie did with him, it's amazing.
We'll have PL link it in the show notes.
It was this fall. And just reading kind of, it was so many light bulb moments for me and hard realities of like, okay, I really need to do the hard work in my heart to get to a place where I have really know how to have healthy boundaries in my relationships. And so to do that, I ended up reading and kind of backwards because I read his book first. And honestly, I read it. I felt like I was reading it, like I was drinking out of a fire hydrant.
Yeah.
I listened to it. I need to go back and actually read it. I would love to read it with somebody because I just feel like there's so much to talk about, you know?
I know. Well, we keep saying we're going to.
Someday we will. Yeah. So then I read, after that, I read a book called Boundaries for Your Soul by Allison Cook and Kimberly Miller. And it kind of talks about how in order to have boundaries with other people, you have to first have them within yourself. And so that was an amazing read, just like so good for me. And so I highly recommend that. That was a really great read.
Yeah.
But those two together. So that was another thing that kind of stood out in my reading this year. But
I would piggyback off of that with All My Friends Have Issues by Amanda Anderson.
Mm, okay.
It was so, so good and well thought out about friendships specifically. Mm-hmm. And I just thought it was really good all the way around, thinking about friendships and when to invest and when to pull back and how to do those things. And it was really good. So
I'll have to add that to my list.
Yeah. I can hand it to you.
Okay. I'll borrow it from you.
Yeah. I ended up listening to that one too. And it was a good listen. Yeah. It's true. I'm a bit of a skincare nut. I absolutely love taking really good care of my skin and using good, clean, healthy products that are actually going to help keep my skin looking young and healthy and fresh. And I'm here to tell you that BioClarity does that. BioClarity is a clean and green skincare brand that has products that just work. I've been using BioClarity for about a year and a half now and also using it on my son. And I think it is the reason that his skin is not just a complete terror of teenage mess. And I think it's one of the main reasons that my skin has had improved texture and less hyperpigmentation and just feels like it's overall healthy. And best of all, I love that it's natural. It has easy to use ingredients and it's affordable. Because you guys, clean skincare doesn't necessarily mean more expensive. BioClarity strives to create affordable options that are healthier for your skin and the environment. That is really hard to come by. And they have two routines to fit your skincare needs. So they've got the clear skin routine for oily or breakout prone skin. That's what I use on my son. And then when I'm just going through certain times where my skin is having a little bit harder time, I will switch over to that clear skin routine. And the rest of the time I use the essentials routine, which is for normal skin and everyday use. Both routines consist of an easy-to-use three-step regimen that helps improve the look and feel of your skin and is packed full of detoxifying ingredients. The products are uniquely formulated to help nourish the skin with clean, plant-based ingredients. And the routines also include my favorite thing in the BioClarity line, a super special ingredient found only in BioClarity called Floralex, which is made from the chlorophyll from plants, which is super nourishing. This special ingredient helps with redness, hyperpigmentation, and evening out skin tone and texture, and you can only find Floralex and BioClarity. BioClarity really has everything you need to get clear, glowing skin. And I've seen it work so well on my very own face and my son's face, and it really makes a big difference. Plus, to top it all off, their products are 100% vegan, cruelty-free, non-toxic, paraben-free, sulfate-free, and artificial fragrance-free. And they have a 100% risk-free money-back guarantee. So get healthier, more radiant skin by going to BioClarity.com. I think you are going to love their Floralux as much as I do, and even better, these products are actually affordable. And right now, just for my listeners, you can save 15% off everything on their website. That's an incredible deal, but you need to enter my code LOVELY at checkout. So go to BioClarity.com and get 15% off everything on their website when you use my code LOVELY at checkout. Okay, so my most thought-provoking are all ones I've already said, but In Pursuit of Love, So Good by Rebecca Bender, A Love Letter Life by Jeremy and Audrey Roloff, and then Outlander because I was constantly like comparing it to the show, and so it really did make me think.
Yeah, I love that.
And our last topic before we go on to like what we're looking forward to for 2020, mm-hmm. what was the most researched book that you read in 2019?
Do you want to go first?
Okay, I will.
Okay, you go first.
It was The Gown by Jennifer Robinson.
Yes. Oh, right.
Yes. And it was about Queen Elizabeth's gown when she got married. And it's about the embroiderers who made all the flowers for the gown and like the whole process they went through. And it was so well researched with the things that were going on at the time and how they would have dressed and how, you know, like all these little details that I had to go and Google, like, are these people real? Like, can I actually see, like, this other gal's artwork? And sure enough, they're not. Like, she just did such a good job of making sure it was accurate to the time and what the dress really was, but then creating these fictional characters around that. I always think that's really impressive when an author has done so much research that you can't tell if the people they're writing about are real or not.
Yeah. Oh, that one sounds so good. I know that's on my list, man. We need a whole nother lifetime just to read all the books there. We should be able to read.
I know.
We need a clone version of ourselves that can just like read all the books.
Yep. Read all the books. What was the most researched book you read? And you don't have to say Victoria.
Oh, it probably totally was. You know, it had to have been. I mean, the amount of information is that many pages. Okay, so it's a book right now that I'm reading. I think I may be on chapter 6. I'm not finished with it yet. But it's by Timothy Keller. And here we go again, you guys. I feel like a broken record. I'm so sorry. But it's Walking with God Through Pain and Suffering. Because like I said, like this is where God has me this year. And so it's been so good. I feel like I'm in my own little... I don't know. It's just like college course.
Yeah, totally.
It's called The Definitive Christian Book on Why Bad Things Happen and How We Should Respond to Them.
Wow.
The question of why there is pain and suffering in the world has confused every generation. Yet there has not been a major book from Christian perspective exploring why they exist for many years. So he talks about the other classics, you know, that have been written when bad things happen to good people. So he's comparing that. And then C.S. Lewis writing The Problem of Pain. So, I can't wait to keep listening. It's so deep and like, it's just transformative. So he really covers so many different philosophies on just throughout the world and everyone, different beliefs. I think he calls them theodicies of what, why pain and suffering exists. And it is just making me think so much. Yeah. It is really amazing. Very well researched. I love hearing all of the different perspectives and worldviews on that. So I would say by far this is, I'm on chapter 6 and so I'll finish it in 2020, but that definitely wins the prize for that category for me.
Yeah. I love that. Okay. So now we get to look forward.
Yes.
What are you looking forward to reading the most in 2020, Shell?
Oh, I really am looking forward to reading more fiction, more books that make me laugh. I think that I'm probably not done with this same vein of like continuing, like just learning about suffering and all of that.
Yeah.
And so I'm going to be reading hopefully a book by Andrew Peterson, who's an artist called Adjoining the Dark. Thoughts on community calling and the mystery of making. So, excited about that, especially because my words of the year is light.
Yeah.
And so I was like, oh, I have to read this one.
Yeah.
I'm really looking forward to reading, the book Adore by Sarah Haggerty, which is coming out in, is that, you know, cause you're, you get to preview it.
Yes. I should be getting it pretty soon. I think it comes out in not March. Okay. April or May, I think.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's probably, I have loved her. The other two books she's written have been some of my very favorites ever. So I'm really excited about that one. Let's see. How about you? What are you excited to read?
Well, I have Anne Bogle's new book, Don't Overthink It.
So, the cover's so cute on that. I know. I saw that the other day.
Yeah. It's super cute. So I'm really looking forward to digging into that. It's like all about making decisions and whatnot.
Oh, and I love it.
Yeah, I just love Anne, and I'm excited to have her on the show again. So I'm excited to read it. Like, I've talked with her, and you know, so that's fun. I am super excited about The Bright Side. I'm about halfway in. That's by Melanie Schenkel, and I'm loving it. Really looking forward to finishing that.
I got to borrow that from you because that has got to go on my list.
Yes, as soon as I am done, I will hand it over to you. And then, of course, Sophie Hudson's new book, which I think comes out in May. I don't even know what it's called yet, but I think it will be coming to me pretty soon, and I'm excited to read it. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be interviewing him very soon, Seth Haynes, and the book, The Book of Waking Up.
And that sounds so good.
Like waking up from the things that we distract ourselves with in our life.
Yeah.
And whether that's addiction or social media or whatever it is we kind of use to like numb out, because I definitely know that the end of this year, last year, 2019, I just, and I think to a certain extent, I kind of had to numb out because life just got like way too intense to be able to cope with. But it's this like idea of waking up from, you know, your like whatever you're distracting yourself with and what you're waking yourself up to, which should be like focusing on Jesus. And so I'm enjoying that one. The new London Celebrities book that I said is coming out soon. I'm looking forward to that. I want to read more fiction in general for two reasons. I enjoy it. I just enjoy it.
Yes.
It's fun, and it's a break from like all the nonfiction reading I have to do for
the podcast.
But also it's a really quick way for me to be able to up my reading numbers and get a bigger goal on Goodreads.
Yeah.
So that's a total three thing where I'm like, look, it makes me look like I'm reading more when really it's like 50 books. I don't even care. So I want to read more fiction. And then this one we talked about the other day. Because I have never read like English classics, and I've never read Austen. So,
and I'm so excited for you to be reading in 2020. I'm so happy that you are reading for the first time. I just know you're gonna love her, love her and works. Where are you gonna start? Do you know?
I'm debating between Persuasion because it's shorter, and I've heard a lot of people who say that it's actually their favorite, even though like the other ones are more well known. They really love Persuasion.
I love Persuasion.
But also the new Emma movie is coming out.
Right.
And I love, what's his name? He's this guy that is in The Girls in Corfu.
Oh yeah, he's in the new Emma. I don't know his name, but I know you're talking about
him. I follow him on Instagram. How do I not know his name? But he was also in The Crown. He played Charles and actually made me like feel for Prince Charles for the first time in my life.
Yes.
But yes, so I adore him, and I know I'm going to want to see Emma. And so I am debating what it'll be, one of the two. I'm hoping to read both this year.
Oh, I think once you get started, you might read more than two.
Yes.
I'm really curious to see what you think. We'll have to check back in about that.
Yes. All I know is I have to read it in a British accent in my head.
You have to. Yeah. Oh, it's going to be so much better for you than it's ever been for me.
Oh, goodness. Yeah, it will be fun for sure. So I am committing to do that this year and like really dive into some of those classics, because I never took like British lit in like high school.
Yeah, that's how you missed reading them.
Yeah I only ever took American lit. I read me some Steinbeck, but I didn't Austen. So
well,
so
I
probably
like
would have liked it better.
You probably would have. I'm guessing. We'll see what you think, but I think you're gonna love Austen so much.
Yeah, because I was not a fan of The Grapes of Wrath or what's the other one? The Great Gatsby.
Hey, the Great Gatsby. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So I should have gone with the Brit lit, but I didn't.
Yeah. That's okay.
Yeah.
You get to. I think you're going to appreciate it more now anyway than you would have then, right?
Yeah, exactly. I think I'll actually enjoy it now. So I am looking forward to that. And I think we're going to do some giveaways.
Yeah.
Here, which we are. Is super fun. We're going to do seasonal book giveaways that Shell is sponsoring because she's fabulous and wonderful. And so we are going to pick a book each quarter that we are going to be giving away, and with like a couple other cute, fun things. And it's going to be like a fun way to encourage reading within our Cultivating the Lovely community. And we're going to start with an Austin book.
So, yes. It's going to be so much fun. I'm excited.
Yes. So I think that's all.
Okay.
I have no idea how long we even talked for. I didn't look at the clock when we started. So this, I don't think we went short.
Nope.
Yeah.
I don't think we did either.
So hopefully we just gave you guys like a ton of ideas for what you can be reading. Like we said, follow us on Goodreads. Chat with us about what you're reading, because reading is one of our favorite things to do. So we would love to know what your goals are and what you're into right now. So
yes, we would.
Yeah, let us know. Follow on Goodreads and plus on Instagram too. That's a great place to connect.
Yes. With. Yeah.
All right. Thank you. Okay.
You're welcome. Happy reading, lovelies.
Yes. Ladies, we all know we should be cutting down on our plastic waste, but it can feel overwhelming. Committing to making a few small changes around the house makes a big impact, and Grove Collaborative will help you cut down on plastic use easily. Here at Cultivating the Lovely, we love Grove Collaborative, the online marketplace that delivers all natural home, beauty, and personal care products directly to your door, not just because they help me cut down with my plastics, but so many other reasons as well. I am a legit paying member of Grove because I love what they have to offer so much. I love their own line of products that they have created, everything from their cleaners to their sponges to their dish gloves. I really do love their products. But one of my favorite products that I buy from them that also helps me cut down on plastics is my High Bar shampoo. It's actually a bar shampoo with no plastic packaging, and it is amazing. I was pretty diehard with the shampoo that I was using, and I absolutely love my High Bar. It has done amazing things for my hair, and I love that I'm not using any plastics in the process either. And I never would have found High Bar if it wasn't for Grove. And so you may not have known this about Grove, but it is the first place to visit to reduce your dependence on single-use plastics. And to help you out with that, to try to cut out more plastics in 2020, Grove has a sustainable swap set. It is the best and easiest way to get started reducing plastic waste in your home. It has bamboo straws, reusable and washable sandwich bags, a refillable hand soap dispenser, gel hand soap, and a walnut scrubber sponge set that I absolutely love. And for a limited time, our listeners get all of this free with your first purchase. With fast and free shipping on your first order, going sustainable has never been easier. Join me and the over 2 million households who have shopped at Grove for their healthy, sustainable home essentials. So make your home more sustainable this new year. Right now, for a limited time, when my listeners go to grove.co/lovely, you'll get the free 5-piece set from Grove so you can easily swap out plastics. Plus, you'll get free shipping and a free 60-day VIP trial. So go to grove.co/lovely to get this exclusive sustainable swap offer. grove.co/lovely. We're back. Okay, you guys. So we decided that the episode that we had started recording was so long that we might as well split it into two episodes and go into more of the books that we're looking forward to in 2020, because we kind of cut that part short. So we are going to take off from where we left off and talk about a few more of the books that we are really looking forward to reading in 2020. So Shell, take it away.
Okay, so I am really excited. I think it was on our Christmas episode that you talked about The Year of Living Danishly.
Yeah.
And ever since then, I'm like, I really want to read a book about Scandinavia and Hygge. And so there's a couple different ones that just sound so good. One is called There's No Such Thing as Bad Weather. And the other one is called The Almost Nearly Perfect People, The Truth About the Nordic Miracle by Michael Booth. And that one, I think, goes into talking about the different cultures of all the different Scandinavian countries. So
yeah,
I don't know which one I'm going to pick to read, or maybe I don't know which one I should. So if you guys have read those, maybe let me know which one you recommend.
Yeah. They look really interesting. There's no such thing as bad weather. It's like about motherhood. I think that looks really interesting. Like, send them out, whether it's cold or hot or rainy or whatever.
Well, I know. And today I did that. I went and took my walk and it rained the whole time and it was completely worth it. I was like, I should have brought my kids with me, apparently.
Did you take an umbrella or did you just like tough it out?
I toughed it out. I had a hood on and that's okay. I kind of grew up like that. So barefoot and outside and you know, homeschooled and so.
Yes.
Rain doesn't scare me.
Yes. I love it. Okay. So you are looking at hygge books.
Yes.
And okay. So I have been looking for a book that I love as much as The Royal We since I read The Royal We.
Yeah.
And I think that I found like a hopeful, I don't think it'll top it, but I've heard it can come in like second place and it's called American Royals.
Ooh, so, I've seen that.
Yes. I got it when it was on sale on Kindle. And so I have high hopes that maybe it will sort of hold a candle to The Royal We, which was one of my favorite books ever. So
which I haven't read. I need to put that one on my list.
Oh, it's so fun, especially in light of Meghan Markle.
Yes. Like, okay.
Bringing her into the scene, it's like a whole different thing because the book is really based on not Harry, the other one, Prince William and Kate.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. And gotcha. Oh, I would love that.
Really, like they say it's not, but it's totally based on them getting together. But they to like put a twist on it, they made her American in the book, which well then guess what? Surprise, an American did marry a prince. And so that gives kind of like some different perspective on it. But I feel like it was well researched and it was fun. Like I wonder how much of this like actually goes on. So
I've got to put that on my list for this year because I would love to read that. I know I love that one.
Super fun. Fun. So yeah, The American Royals or American Royals by Catherine McGee. Okay. On my list.
Yeah. And then I am looking to read more fiction this year because I just had such a small, when I look back, I'm like, I didn't read enough fiction. So this year, and fiction is a hard one for me. I think part of it is being homeschooled and I read so much literature that was older and less, you know, just like classic-esque. So I really don't even know where to start with like fiction that's written now. So recommendations is probably what I go off. Like if I have several people say you should read this book, then I'll read it. And otherwise I feel like there's just so much. I don't even know like what would my favorite authors be or I mean what that looks like for me. I feel like I haven't established that very much. So I would like to really dive into that.
So you haven't read The Gown, right?
I have not.
I think that you might like The Gown.
Okay.
I could see you liking some of those like kind of older, you know, like historical fiction.
Yeah.
Like working well for you.
Yeah.
I want to read Victoria that is by Daisy Goodwin.
Yes. We recommend that one for sure.
A little lighter fare. And Daisy Goodwin wrote the show. And so it would, you know, obviously fall in line with that. But I'm wondering if like Fiona Davis would be interesting to you because she writes, and I don't know, the one that I read, I didn't love. It was a little bit dark. What was it? I think it was Life at the Dakota. Oh, For the Love. Kiel is going to hate us on this episode.
I know.
Every time I'm like, wait, what book was that?
It was so bad.
So bad.
I will look her up as an author, though, because I've never even heard of her. So
yeah, she writes,
see what I'm saying?
Yeah, she writes these books. Oh, I think it was called, The Dollhouse. That's what Dollhouse.
Okay.
It was about the Barbizon Hotel.
Okay. And,
which was a real thing. Like Candace Bergen lived at the Barbizon. And so she bases it on a real place in, I think they're all in New York City. There's another one called The Address. And then like about things that actually happened there. So the Barbizon housed all these women who, like, there was a floor for models, there was a floor for secretaries, there was a floor.
Oh my goodness.
So it
that sounds so interesting though.
Yeah. Yeah. And it was a little dark. That one was a little dark, but it was interesting. And so I think that the address is one that's, or maybe there's the address, and I think there's one called like the Masterpiece, and it was about, there was like an art school in Grand Central Station.
Mm.
And so, yeah, I think that those look interesting. It might be something that would be interesting because they're kind of based on like real places. And
Yeah. I know. I feel like I started so much fiction that I just couldn't get into. I don't know why, whatever the reason is, but, this last year. So I really want to read more fiction. And I'm taking all the recommendations on that. So tell me what to read, fiction-wise, people.
And I am going to keep reading like some lighter fiction. Like I am going to continue on. I haven't finished the Winston Brothers series, so I want to finish it. I want to keep reading the Reluctant Royals series. All the books are very different, but they're fun. And so I think I'm going to keep reading those. And there's one called The Friend Zone and there's one called The Right Swipe. And
I saw that. Yeah.
Yeah. They both just look like cute and interesting.
Yes.
More like rom-coms.
Mm-hmm,
so
mm-hmm.
Anytime I can kind of have like a rom-com in my life, that's fun.
Yeah.
So I think I'll probably read both of those, and those will probably be like, I'll read them on a weekend. I don't have the kids or something like that.
Yeah, that will be perfect. I think you should. I'm really looking forward to reading a book called Where the Light Gets In by Kimberly Williams Paisley. It's about her mother. And just, so she is, has like a rare form of dementia.
Yeah.
Anyhow, and it's about her illness, and it just sounds like a really amazing story. And I can't wait to read. And she's just such a lovely person. So, looking forward to reading that one.
That's fun. Where was it? My pastor was just talking about this book the other day, and I had actually just put it on my list for books that I wanted to read in 2020. Was it? No. Okay. Where is it? I'm going to find it.
Oh, I can't wait to hear what it is.
Sacred Rhythms, Arranging Our Lives for Spiritual Transformation by Ruth Haley Barton.
And I have not heard of that.
He shared this really great quote about like how we need to have like rest and restoration. And it was kind of like all about the Sabbath, and I'm not doing it justice in any way, shape or form. I should have put my notes in here, but it just sounded really like this way of thinking about like spiritual practices and rhythms in a non-burdensome way, like in a life.
Yeah.
And so he said that that book was really good, and I would like to give it a read this year.
Oh, that sounds so good.
Yeah.
I have a couple books that rereading stuff that was my favorite from like, I don't know, 15, 20 years ago this year has been really great. And so I'm really excited to read. I feel like I might've read it when I was a teenager, but A Chance to Die, which is the story of Amy Carmichael, but it's written by Elizabeth Elliot. So it's, and she was a missionary to India in the 1800s and had orphanages and rescued kids off the streets. And that one stands out to me. Like reading it then was just so impactful for my life. Yeah. And now I want to go back and revisit her life and her story. Because I just think it's going to take me back to that place. And so I'm excited to read that again this year. And I think Annabelle's going to read it with me. So that'll be fun.
Oh, fun.
Yeah.
Little mother-daughter bonding.
I know. So.
Yeah. One book I didn't mention on the last episode that was really fun to read with Roman, partially because I did all the voices, but it was No More Dead Dogs. And it was so much fun and so ridiculous, but we absolutely loved it. And he kind of like giggled at me one time, like, geez, mom, like you really kind of go over the top with the voices. And so then for like the next two paragraphs, I just read it deadpan. And he's like, never mind. Yeah, like, never mind. Bring the voices back. I take it all back. I'm sorry. That's what I thought. Yeah. That's what I thought, boy.
Oh, that's so fun.
Another one I'm looking forward to in 2020, I know came out last year, but is Atomic Habits. I've listened to a podcast with James Clear and the one with Amy Porterfield. It just seems really good. I mean, I always like habits books and whatnot.
Yes.
But I think I'm going to listen to this one because I can get it on Hoopla for free. And it just, I've heard nothing but good things. And it even like, even though I hadn't read the whole thing or listened to it, just from listening to the podcast, it gave me pause and like, oh, so that's how I can make some of these, you know, goals and resolutions that I have probably stick a little bit more by just making these few little adjustments. And So, yeah, I think that could be a really good one.
Yeah. And I love what, I think it was the last podcast that you referenced, like how he talked about replacing things. You don't just take something out,
yes,
but replace it with something better. And you know what? I was thinking back about this year and reading, well, how did I read so much this last year? And I really think it's because I didn't watch as much.
Yeah.
And there are some years where I think it's amazing if you just watch all the stuff. Like that is great. Yeah. And this year I didn't, and that's how I got more read. And so, and for me, I noticed like if I can slip away to read when my kids are watching something, that's kind of my time to do that. But just for some reason this year, I preferred reading over watching.
Yeah.
So if it's like, how do you replace, like if you want to read more, then what can you find to replace? Like what's going to make that time space for you to be able to do that?
Totally.
Or watch more or whatever it is. So I love that you shared that. And that book sounds so good. So
And
I might let you read it and share all of the tips. And
there you go. There you go. I'll just give you the highlights.
Yes.
Yep. But yeah, that's so interesting what you're saying. I think I talked about this on our goals episode, but me having my Kindle around all the time.
Yeah.
So it's just as easy for me to grab as my phone.
Right.
So I can turn it instead of scrolling through Instagram forever.
Right. There you go. Like if you want to replace like actually reading a book versus like just scrolling mindlessly, there's a chance to like trade that out. And replace it with something that you would feel like could be better in the long run. So,
and I think especially with a Kindle, it's nice because like I never read just one book at a time. I always have numerous different things going and different types of books. So when I have a Kindle, I can either read something that's like harder or deeper, or if I know I'm only going to have a couple of minutes, like I will just have one of my light, fun fiction, you know, romance books that I know I can just read a couple of pages and it's not going to be like, oh, I can't remember what was going on. Or, you know, like I needed to go deep and I didn't have time. Like if I have kind of the whole variety, it allows me to cover all my bases.
Yeah. I love having your library in one device like that. That is so amazing. I don't have a Kindle, but I love that you do and that you can use it and take it anywhere with you. And you just have like all the options.
And I love real books, but I can't deny how much having a Kindle has revolutionized my reading life. It just has. Yeah.
Well, I need to get one then. I think it's time.
for sure. Especially with all the like driving around and like everything that we have to do to just have all that. Even standing in line at the grocery store, like I am not above pulling out my Kindle and reading something on it.
That's right.
Kind of funny though. Like you have to pay extra if you don't want them to put ads on your lock screen. So tonight when I was at ballet, Emerson was actually reading one of her books on it.
So fun.
Yeah, which is really nice to just like have something for her even.
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah.
So great.
And so she was reading, but then she got done and she clicked it off and this like romance novel cover came on the front.
Oh no.
There's like this shirtless guy and she goes, he's muscly. I was like, oh my God, give me that. Where did that come from? I was cracking up. So usually if you like turn it on and turn it back off, then it'll clear. But it was like, what is that? I'm like trying to justify to the other moms in the room, like, no, I don't have that book. It's an ad for, they want me to buy that book. Like, I don't own it.
That's too funny.
I stuck that in my purse real quick.
Oh yeah, of course. Oh, that's good. Is there anything else you're looking forward to reading? You have a whole list of stuff.
You know, I made a list last year of all the books that I own on Kindle And it's my have it, need to read it list. And it's longer goodness. Than what, you know, my reading.
A lifetime.
So I would like to like pull off of that list more. Like I have a lot of books about Paris and some books about Oxford. I love.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Oxford, Paris, and London are some of my favorite places to read about, especially if like I have that travel bug or, you know, sometimes that's all I can do to itch it is read a good book in another
place. You can
place.
Transport yourself there. Yeah. It's free. Yes. I'm with you. I love that. And that's such a fun idea. Yeah.
So
to take advantage of that.
Yeah.
I know I've been thinking about the same thing is like, I have a stack of books that I just really need to kind of work on what I have. So, but it's so hard because I just want to keep collecting them.
It's so hard, especially when you get that dang email from Modern Mrs. Darcy and it's like, well, it's only $2. Up with 37 Kindle books that you need.
So fun.
Are there any others that you're looking forward to, or is that kind of sum it up?
You know, one that I just heard about today is called, it's by a mom that I follow on Instagram. Her name's Anjulie Paschel. I don't know if I'm saying her name right, but it's called Stay, Discovering Grace, Freedom, and Wholeness Where You Never Imagined Looking. So it's kind of about moms, I think. As women, we're exhausted. Our hearts are being run out to dry, squeezed and yanked in every direction. We take care of everyone but ourselves. We've gotten lost in bedtime routines and our Costco lists. We have lost our voices in the storm of everyday life. We need to be reminded to reach inward and heed the quiet voice whispering, stay. It says this book is for anyone who longs for a connection with God and his people, but can't seem to escape the haunting feelings of guilt, shame, loneliness, and fear. Anyway, her Instagram is just so encouraging to me. Every time I read it, I'm like, oh, wow, thank you. She's so real about just all of the struggles and all of the things and how we just are messy and broken and how we can just literally find joy in Jesus and that. In that moment of, and so I would love to read her actual book because I feel like every time I read her Instagram, I'm like, I hope she writes a book. I want to read the whole thing. So
that's
to
fun.
See that she has written this book and that it's, I think it's coming out in March. March 31st. So
there you go.
I was going to say, boy, if I'd known this, I would have asked all my time that I'm like, oh, can you get her on the podcast?
Yeah.
Like, she would be such a good one.
Need to remind me of that name. I will look into it.
Okay, I'll take you so you can see who she is. But anyway, so I'm looking forward to reading that one.
Yeah, that's Well, I think that probably wraps it up. We've talked a lot of books, and like I said before, we're really anxious to hear what you guys are reading and what you're interested in and throw us your ideas, give Shell some, you know, fiction ideas and
please.
It's going to be a good reading year.
It is. About it. Me too.
All right.
Okay. And
like Shell said, lovely reading.
Yep.
That's not how she said it, but she said it better than I did. She should start hosting a podcast.
Stop it. Happy reading, Leslie.
There we go. That was it.
Which, by the way, we need to come up with a hashtag. So we're going to work on that.
Yes. It's going to be something like Lovely's Reading 2020 or something.
Look
on Instagram for the giveaway and
we'll find it.
Yeah.
Yes. Keep looking. We'll put it up.
Yeah. All right. Bye.
Okay. So fun. Bye.
All right, ladies, that's it for this week's episode. Also, if you didn't notice, this was episode 150. Dang, you guys, we've had 150 episodes, and I am so grateful to all of you who have been loyal listeners and supporters of this show. It means so much to me that you keep coming back week after week and listening to me talk about whatever it is under the sun we're talking about that week. I am just so grateful to all of you. So thank you for supporting the show and just, you know, sticking around. If you would like the show notes from this episode, because let's face it, we talked about a lot of books, and if you just want quick links to those books, then you can head over to boldturquoise.com/150 and be able to find all of those links. And of course, if you shop through any of those links on Amazon, we also get a little kickback at no extra cost to you, which is so helpful in keeping the lights on around the show. So thank you to all of you who shop through that Amazon link. If you want to find another way to support the show that isn't going to cost you a dime, you can head over to iTunes and leave a rating and review. I know I harp on this all the time, but it really does make a difference when iTunes is suggesting our show to other people, and it also helps us to stay higher in the iTunes charts. So just find Cultivating the Lovely on iTunes, leave a quick 5-star review, and something fun that you like about the show, and we would so appreciate it. Of course, we also always appreciate when you take that marketing team call to heart and you go out there and you share the show with your friends and you share about it on social media and you tell people what you like about the show. We so appreciate when you do that. And if you want other ladies to talk about the show with, you should definitely join our Facebook group. You can just search Cultivating the Lovely to be able to find it. And then, like I mentioned before, if you want to take it a step farther and really get on top of your goals this year, find new friends, be a part of our morning shows, come join us on Patreon, patreon.com/cultivatingthelovely. We hope to see you there. Okay, until next week, ladies, go be bold and gracious.